So why is this lesson important? Because as student leaders, you're responsible for the goals and outcomes of your team or organization. You need to have a clear idea of how your program's mission, vision, values, and goals relate to your team's or organization. You also need to work with your team to establish goals that facilitate continuous improvement. In this episode, you'll learn how to identify problem areas or areas that at least need improvement, set goals, establish milestones, document progress, and continuously improve your organization and or team's performance. How will you lead your team to achieve continuous improvement? We'll find out after this break. Welcome to another episode of Chief Speak, where if you want to be a leader too, then I can show you what to do. I'm your host, retired Chief Warrant Officer 2, Dwayne Courtwright, and today we're going to talk about the continuous improvement process. So right now you're probably saying, Chief, what is this process that you keep talking about? It's simple. It's just the ongoing process of improvement. Now, I wouldn't use a process like this to try and figure out how to keep my yard clean or even how to continuously improve it. When I think about the continuous improvement process, I think about long-term goals like passing the ninth grade or 10th grade or graduating from high school and going off to college. The cool thing about this process as well is it works when you are a part of a team or organization. Collaboration is a big part of the process or working together with other people to achieve improvement or reach goals. Now, many organizations use a process like this: nonprofits, mainstream businesses, colleges, and universities. Many organizations like colleges, schools, or even programs within schools like JROTC have to go through an accreditation, which is just another way to say that they have to certify or recertify that all requirements of a curriculum have been met. And one way to ensure that you are meeting all your requirements is to use a process like the continuous improvement process. There are many different ways to accomplish improvement, but because I spent 20 years in the Army, I'm going to use the plan, do, act, and evaluate process. The first thing I want you to know about this process is that it's not a linear process, meaning it is not a straight line with defined starting points and ending points. It's circular and ongoing. Now, I like to think about this process as a clock, where from 12 o'clock to 4 o'clock, I'm in the planning phase, and from 4 o'clock to 8 o'clock, I'm in the doing or acting phase, and from 8 o'clock back to the 12 o'clock, I'm in the evaluating phase. Now, during this process, you may change plans several times. However, incremental improvements indicate that your team is making progress or small steps towards improving or reaching goals. Breakthrough improvements show that the team has made large gains. Ultimately, you want to make sure you're improving each time you go through a complete cycle of the process. The first part of this process is planning phase, and the first step of that phase is to identify the problem. Now, the problem doesn't need to be an actual problem. It could be an area in which you need improvement, a goal you are trying to reach, or it could be a problem that you're trying to mitigate or overcome. Some questions to ask when trying to figure out what the problem is are: what are the significant issues in your organization? Which issues is having the greatest negative impact on your team? Which issue, once solved, will have the greatest positive impact for your school? This is the starting point for your continuous improvement plan. Define the problem you intend to solve. Identify the problem is a skill that will serve you later in life. After you have figured out what the problem is, then you can start gathering information about the problem. Now that you've settled on a problem, gather information relating to that problem. For example, what are the causes of the problem? What are the impacts of the problem? Consider all your resources, including cadets, instructors, teachers, counselors, etc., that can give you information about the problem. The more you research and learn about the problem, the better equipped you will be to solve it. This is when the fun begins. The next step in the planning phase is, you guess it, develop a plan. Leaders from all walks of life are problem solvers. Solving problems require critical thinking, analysis, and collaboration with team members. You might see only one or two options. Brainstorming solutions with your team will bring up multiple perspectives and opinions. You'll probably find that there are many ways to overcome or mitigate the problem. It is here that you also look at the mission, values, SMART goals to determine a solution. But wait, you're not going to just come up with one solution. You want to come up with two or three different solutions, which brings us to the next step, which is analyzing and comparing the different options. Once you have brainstormed possible solutions, list the pros and cons of each option. In some cases, you will be able to take several actions to solve the problem. In other cases, you'll have to compare solutions and choose the one that will work best for you. When comparing solutions, though, be sure to use the same criteria in your evaluation. Some criteria you may use include time, cost, resources, facilities, or the approval process. It is at this point you are ready to move on to the next phase of reaching your goals or improvement. And that is the do act. In this phase, you're going to take your first step by deciding which plan or option to use. Leaders are decision makers. You have collectively identified the problems, causes, impacts, and potential solutions, and now it's time to decide. Plan and act. Choose the solution most likely to achieve results. Provide planning guidance to the staff. Begin to develop your plan. Now, right now, you're probably like, Chief, we have already planned, right? Isn't that what phase one was all about? Yes, that's true. However, this plan is simple. It's all about communication. Communicating your decision and plan to your group, team, or organization. It's crucial to solving the problem. The most common methods used in the military or your school's JROTC unit includes a memorandum of instruction, or MOI, and the five-paragraph field order, or in the Army, we call it an op order. Both documents contain the same information, so the choice really is yours. In addition to an order or MOI, you will need to develop a presentation that briefs others on your continuous improvement plan. You can use the briefing to communicate your plan to the team, school administrators, the school board, parents, or community members. Now, this is where the rubber meets the road. You have to develop a detailed plan and presentation. You have to communicate well, and the key players understand their roles and responsibilities. Now it's time to supervise, manage, and accomplish the mission by actually doing your plan. There's an old saying, though, in the Army, that no plan survives first contact with an enemy. A significant leadership responsibility is adjusting to changes in unforeseen conditions. As the operation unfolds, you will need to have periodic meetings to assess and document your progress. Once you have completed your plan, it is time to step into phase three of the plan, and that is evaluate. You will need to determine if you accomplished your goals. The common process used in the Army and JROTC units is the after-action review. As a leader, you want to strive to make your team or organization a learning organization. You will use the AAR process to assess your strengths and weaknesses and learn from your mistakes. The AAR should compare the list of what you plan to do with the list of what you actually accomplished. It should include reflection on the planning process, communication, and cooperation, as well as the continuous improvement activity you just completed. Now, the AAR format includes areas of success which you would like to sustain and areas you would like to improve. Now, to ensure adequate understanding, each issue should be addressed using the following outline. Issue: what happened? Discussion: why did it happen? Lastly, recommendation: how can we do this better? Now, I have always told my soldiers and NCOs that worked for me and my students, like it was told to me, please let me know what I'm doing wrong or could improve it. But if you do, You better have a recommendation, because if not, you're just complaining, and no one has time for that. Now, we're going to close this episode with a question. From your experience, which part of the continuous improvement is the most difficult? Has it varied from project to project? Are difficulties related more towards the goals of the project or the people involved? Like always, I cannot wait to hear from you. So if you have an answer to the question I just asked, or you have your own question, please go to anchor.fm/chiefspeak and leave me a message. And you might just find yourself the star of my next show.